And joining me right now here on the Mark Moses Show to go over the Weekend Fish Report is my main man, Damon, with spacefish.com. Damon, how you doing today?
What is up, brother? Living the dream, man. How's it going, dude?
Hey, everything is going fine. Tell us about fishing for the weekend.
Yeah, man. So you should be able to get out and fish this weekend, no problem. The only thing that's going to be tricky is going offshore. The wind's going to pick up. It's really going to start to pick up kind of like noticeably late Friday, and it's just probably going to be blowing a little too much to make for an offshore trip on Saturday and Sunday. Now, what I will tell you is Sunday, even though they're calling for like 50% chance of showers throughout the day, we're going to have west winds, and really what that means is our shoreline is kind of breaking that wind. So fishing near shore, I think you should be wide open. And you can get out, you know, fish our beaches and our inlets and stuff like that, even out a little ways. But once you get offshore, you're gonna feel it. And Saturday, rain chances are low, but it's more of a direct south wind, which I think that's going to make it a little challenging. But everything else should be wide, wide open to go this weekend. So we're talking about offshore. So let's talk offshore. It's been hard to get offshore, man. We're finally moving into spring, and we're starting to see some lulls in this wind. Our temperatures are starting to come up, which means our water temperatures are starting to come up, which means the fish are turning on, which is exciting. Spring and fall are probably one of the two most epic times to fish in Florida because just that's when a lot of stuff happens. So offshore, the Ocean Obsession, which is the party boat out of Sunrise Marina, Port Canaveral, they put on a clinic this week, man, targeting the reefs. And that's what they do. They primarily bottom fish off that boat, the big head boat. But, man, they were tearing it up. Lane snapper, mangrove snapper, mutton snapper, red snapper, big trigger fish. And the lane snapper were really, really big. I mean, it's a really nice-sized lane snapper. Now, keep in mind, red snapper, you can't keep them. They can catch them. They got to put them back in the water. But everything else is fair game, provided that they meet the minimum size requirement. So those are some really, really good fish to catch, great fish to eat. And, you know, anglers were able to bring back some tasty victuals to have for dinner. So near shore, fishing our inlets and fishing off of our beaches, you know, near the beaches and things like that. It's great right now. There's a lot going on, man. Like I said, spring is in the air and the water temperatures are finally coming up. There's a lot of good fishing to be had. Triple tail particularly have shown up big the last few weeks. Pompano, whiting, snook, and cobia have all been caught too this past week, which is exciting. Not in crazy good numbers, but enough to where to get excited about. So if you're targeting pompano, out in the boat targeting pompano off the beach, you want to look for water temps that are probably going to be around 64 to 67 degrees. Find clean water. And if you find that clean water, chances are there's going to be pompano around that area. Goofy jigs, there are these little, that's exactly what they're called, goofy jigs, these little weighted color jigs. Tip them with a sand flea, and, man, it's game on. You should be able to catch some good pompano. For the triple tail, these fish are going to be free-floating in about 20 to 30 feet of water around any type of debris or even color changes. So if you're not seeing a lot of weeds and just debris out there where these fish like to hang around, just watch the water. I mean, just look to see if there's a temp change or a color change and just cruise that area because chances are you're going to come across these fish. And there's been some really nice triple tail caught, some really good size ones. Probably the best bait to target these fish is just a nice big, we call them hand-picked shrimp. The bigger the live shrimp, the better. If you can get a good cast on it because you don't want to drive right up on these fish or they spook. So you get a nice long cast, but still do it like free line if you can. And hang on, man, because these fish are awesome to catch because they fight like crazy and they're delicious to eat. So it's popping right now near shore. The surf, fishing off the beach, man, the whiting bite really the last few days has turned on. And there's some really nice big bull whiting that were caught here the last few days. So that was really exciting to see. There were some also pompano and black drum caught too this week as well. For the pompano, it's long cast. You want to make sure you're casting way out as far as you can past that sandbar on the other side of that sandbar. And that's where they're catching these fish. If you're fishing in closer, that first trough, you're going to be dealing with just smaller fish, smaller whiting and things like that. Typically, that's what we're seeing right now anyway. So our lagoons, Mesquite Lagoon, Banana River Lagoon, Indian River Lagoon, North and South, particularly in the North, Mesquite Lagoon and the North IRL, the big black drum and the reds are still schooled up in those areas, so they're just a blast to catch these fish. You want to catch them, get a photo, get them back in the water quick. Any type of what I call stinky baits, they'll crush it. Live or dead shrimp, crabs, cut bait, cut mullet, you know, that type of thing, ladyfish, they'll tear it up. If you prefer to target these fish using artificial lures, which a lot of people do, the gulp baits are a great way to do it because they're scented and they have that stink to them, and that's really what these fish love, and that's a great bait to use for that. And last but not least, man, I have to mention Headwaters Lake. That's our bass mecca at the south end of the county. Captain Kenny Haas, he said the water level is still about 14 inches over regulation. When he gets out there in the morning, the water temps are about 69 degrees. By the time he's coming off the water, they've warmed up to about 73, and the fish have turned on. He said they caught some really, really nice bass that are absolutely full of eggs, which means that they're about to spawn, which is exciting. It's a great time to get out there and target them. And he said the shiner bite, fishing live shiners, has been absolutely insane. Like, they're just crushing them. But they're catching them on a lot of different artificial lures, too. And if you want to see more, he gives a whole list of them in his report this week. You just want to see what artificial lures that he's using to target these fish on Headwaters and what, in kind of general, like what areas he's, you know, what type of structure he's fishing around. Go to spacefish.com and read his report, and he'll give you all the good deets in his report. But, man, a lot of stuff to fish for this week, Mark. So, man, get out there and make it happen, Captain.
Great stuff. He is Damon with spacefish.com, and that is our weekend fish report. He always does a great, great job. Are you going out fishing this weekend, as I put you on the spot?
So I am fishing this weekend, man. I've got my surf gear is dialed in, baby. So I'm hitting the beach, and I'm going to try to get some, man, I really want to catch some pompano. So I'm going to try to target some pompano if I can get out far enough to get them. If not, man, I'll definitely take a half cooler full of those big whiting that they're catching right now, because I love to eat those too. So yes, and I'll probably be doing that Sunday morning is my game plan.
I won't lie to you. I know you were out of town last week. I know you're having a great time on a cruise. I went to the Grant Seafood Festival. Man, it was good, man. It was, I got some good fish. I did. I know you would probably try everything, correct, at the Seafood Festival?
Oh, dude. Oh, buddy, I'm a foodie. You know me, man. Like, yes, I love it all. There's not a lot that I don't enjoy. So, yes, man, I would, I'd probably just, you know how it is. You hit every booth, everyone you want to hit.
Yeah, it was a good time. I'm sorry you couldn't go. My question for that is the follow-up. Do we have events moving forward into March, April, May that we need to look ahead toward?
Yeah, man. So we've got some good tournaments posted on the website on Spacefish right now. We've got some surf tournaments are our next ones that are coming down the pike. We have one that's a little further south of us called the Indian River Keeper Surf Tournament. And then we have another one that's fished a little up in New Smyrna Beach, a little further north. But you can fish them all around off our coast as well. That's not limited to where you can fish off the beach. That's just where they're hosting the actual captain's parties and the weigh-ins and stuff like that. This weekend, Mark, so Strike Zone Fishing in Melbourne, they're doing a huge tent sale this weekend. So if you've been wanting, Saturday, Sunday, so if you've been wanting to restock your tackle box and stuff like that, it's a good weekend to hit Strike Zone and load up on all your gear because, man, it's about to pop off now that it's spring.
All right, before I let you go, I noticed with your Dolphins, there hasn't been talk of like a Tua extension or anything, and it's been very quiet. Have you noticed this?
Yeah, but I've started to see stuff the last couple of days where now they're throwing out numbers like $220 million, $145 million, you know, $145 million guaranteed. I don't know, man. I do think that they're going to extend him. They did not use the franchise tag on Wilkins, which kind of really surprised me because he's just been money for us since we drafted him in the first round. And, you know, it goes back. I'm not a Chris Greer fan, and the reason we are where we are with this cap situation is because he can't evaluate talent and draft worth a darn. He hits on a few first-rounders here and there, but he's missed on a lot of first, second, third, fourth, fifth-rounders too. And because of that, he's had to pay people some pretty big contracts to get him to come here. And I know people can argue that back and forth, and they do, but I'm just not a fan. And it's here we go. When we blew this team up 3 or 4 years ago, he had a pocket full of cash and a ton of draft picks to work with. And here we are looking at probably on the cusp of a potential rebuild again, in my opinion. And it's just unbelievable. I can't believe this guy still has his job. So, you know, it almost makes you go, are they going to franchise Tua this year? Tag him this year? Because that would be something, right? Like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm not excited about it. I'll tell you that.
Dolphins football, catch the fever after what Damon just said. Should we?
Yeah, it's hard to get excited right now.
Well, this guy's an idiot, and this is stupid, and I'm angry. Catch the fever. Tickets are available.
Yeah,
call now.
get on board. Hop in the pool. The water's warm.
What, my question, I'm laughing. Should we go fishing this weekend?
Yeah, man, absolutely. Get out and fish this weekend. There's a lot of stuff that you can target.
All right, Damon, spacefish.com. Thanks for helping. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy.